Aaron Rodgers was a limited practice member today. Actually, he did a little more today than he did yesterday. I'm sorry?
Has it been cleared yet, Mike?
No, we won't. He was not evaluated today. Wednesdays and Fridays.
I assume that means that he came out of Wednesday's workout feeling better than he did compared to last Wednesday's workout?
Compared to last Wednesday's?
Yeah.
I would say so. I know Aaron's talking today really the specifics of how he feels and anything he wants to share with his injury situation. Those questions should be for him.
How do you feel about Lacy's possibilities this week?
I feel good about Eddie Lacy, and just as far as the feedback from the medical staff, he'll be evaluated in the morning. And then we'll see what the plan is for Eddie as far as practice.
Anything else? Mike, was it a significant step for Aaron to take some team reps? Is that a big?
Yeah, he's getting better. He's Aaron Rodgers. You know, I mean, the thing that you appreciate is my man can throw the football. I mean, he throws the heck out of it, and. It's good to have him out there.
So you're holding out hope that he can play on Sunday?
He's a limited practice member, so I think I answered that question yesterday.
I know DeMarcus Ware's sack totals are a bit down, but is he still looking at the same kind of game-changing player that he had?
Absolutely. He's an outstanding football player, number one. He's got a great motor. He's playing at a little higher weight. Going from an outside linebacker position to a defensive end, so he definitely has our attention as far as getting ready for him. DeMarcus Ware is an outstanding football player.
What kind of emotions does it bring up going back to Cowboy Stadium or AT&T Stadium?
I think everybody will feel it when you pull into the tunnel. Yeah, I mean that's something you don't ever forget and. It'll never go away, but reality is this is a different year. This is a different opportunity. We're going down there to play the home team. So, but Dallas, AT&T Stadium will always have a special place for the Green Bay Packers.
Mike, typically with guys with sprained ankles like Lacy has, do they? As you run them, do they start to get weaker towards the end of the game, or once they're, if they show they're okay, are they usually able to just run them however they want?
Well, I mean, I think every injury, particularly ankle injuries, are different, and you're obviously educated on the types. So, based on Eddie's specific injury, that the medical staff feels confident that he'll be ready to go. And when he finished, he played the second half of the Atlanta game. With it, so it's every injury is different. I can't really give you a gauge on that.
Mike, how much stock do you put in how Dallas played on Monday night as opposed to the bulk of work that they've done this season?
Well, you look at every tape. You look specifically. Some teams play different at home, and some different teams play different away. Obviously, the environment they played in Chicago is entirely different than. The one that we'll be playing in on Sunday. So, I mean, those are the types of things you pay close attention to. And the fact of the matter, it's the fourth quarter of the season. Everything's on the line. And, you just got to stay, focused on what they do schematically, understand what the challenges are. And frankly, this is the point in the week where we're shifting gears and we need to clean our own house up a little bit today and make sure we review those things tomorrow and empty our tank. As far as don't bring anything home as far as what we're going in there with. So, I mean, that's really our message. But they're a good football team, very talented football team. They have excellent coaches, the whole 10 yards. It'll be a great environment for us to play in. It'll be a fast track, from my understanding, from the playing surface. So that's what we're focused on.
Two more.
Tight ends had 10 catches this last week. How much of an emphasis was that? And is that something that you're looking to emphasize going forward?
Well, I think if you ask any quarterback, tight ends clearly has the best opportunity to be your best friend, but just because he's right in front of you. I mean, he's the throws for a quarterback. You get in a high completion percentage performances, if you look at your 70-plus completion percentage performance, a lot of times that would relate to high tight end or check down type throws. So, you know, to bigger targets, the area of the field that they work to is obviously a shorter throw for the quarterback. So I think anytime you have 10-plus completions to your tight end group, it's probably a pretty good day.